the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hi, and welcome to a Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast. My name's Dan Latto, and in this podcast, I wanted to talk to you today about real versus perceived problems. And so there's a difference between the two, and this could be the thing that's actually stopping you getting what you want in life. So, for example, let me give you an example of a perceived problem. When I speak to a client and I go, so what's going on? And they say, oh, I don't know, I'm just overwhelmed, I don't feel like I'm getting anything done, and I just don't feel like I'm moving forward. And I go, okay, so what's the problem? And they go, I just don't know. I'm just so busy, I just don't get anything done, I'm running around, putting out fires all the time in my business, and I just don't feel like I'm in control. Okay, got it. So you've described the problem. What is the actual problem? I don't know. So that's this perceived idea that the problem is something to do with running around, putting out fires, without actually determining what the actual problem is. And so it's a very fine line here. And it's, if you can differentiate between this fine line and what the actual real problem is, your business will turn around. So let me give you an example of a real problem. So we speak to a client and they say, well, I feel like I'm not getting anywhere. I'm running around putting out fires all the time. And I would say, okay, so have you got a list of things to do? And they go, well, yes. And okay, great. That's a good step. And have you put them in order as what needs to be done? Have you put them into your calendar so you know when you should be doing them what? No, no, they're just on a list and I rewrite the list every night. Okay, great. So have you got the same items on that list that last for like, you know, a couple of days, maybe a week or two? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then, okay, I get it. So then do they sit at the bottom of that to-do list and then eventually they'll drop off, right? Because like they no longer need to be done because you've run out of time to do them because they're no longer important. You've just left them. Yeah, yeah, that happens. Okay, so actually the real problem here is a lack of structure in your day-to-day time management. That is actually the problem. It's not that you've got too much to do. It's not that you've got all these different fires to fight, because other people also have fires that they're fighting and they're also working a lot more hours than you are right now. And yet they get everything done. And in getting everything done, the business moves forward. And so the perceived problem is that you've got so much work to do and not enough time to do it. And that's the perceived problem. But that actually is a false problem. That is not the real problem. The real problem is that your strategy for dealing with a lot of stuff to do is so bad that it's hidden by the stuff to do. And all you got to do is take a step back and go, okay, what is my strategy for dealing with all these fires I've got to put out, all of this stuff, all this work, all this paperwork that I've got to do? I mean, I do this myself. My desk right now is quite messy. There's a ton of paperwork. And so this afternoon, I've allocated some time and we're going to go through some paperwork. I've got gas engineer reports. They need scanning. I've got letting agents. I've got tenancy agreement. Couldn't remember the name. I've got tenancy agreements. They need scanning. I've got a couple of invoices on my desk. They need paying. I've got a couple of books on my desk. They need putting into my book pile. So I know when I'm going to read, what I'm going to read next. And so that's the strategy. I've actually got a strategy for dealing with all the paperwork, dealing with all the books, dealing with payments. And then sometimes, depending on who it is, I will tell the people, so like my handyman gets paid every Monday. Whatever has been last week's work, he gets paid every Monday. He doesn't go do a job and then demand payment. That's not how we set it up. We set it up so he gets paid weekly. And that way, so I'll give you an example. So let's just assume £1,600 a month, that's how much I allocate to a handyman. So then it's £400 a week. Now, I'm not saying that it should be 1600. It depends on you and your property. And that's not my figure anyway. It could be, I don't know, it could be, I'm trying to think of a number that's easy for me to be divisible by four. So it could be £3,000 a month. That's £750 a week. So he knows he's getting £750 a week. I know that it's £750 a week to go out. It doesn't matter what those numbers are, but the key is to have a system in place so that you also know when the money's going out. And on my little spreadsheet that I've got, where I have money coming in and money going out every single day, that I check every single day, I can see on there every Monday, there's this £750 going out. So generally, it'll go out on the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and the 30th. And then we're into the 7th again for the next month. So I've got a strategy in there. Now, you might have a problem, a perceived problem of, well, I never seem to have any money. Okay, so that's actually a perceived problem because it's a false problem. I mean, you might feel it's a real problem because you've got no money. But when I ask you, well, where does that money go? And you go, I just don't know. And I go, okay, well, have you got a spreadsheet with all that money on? No, no, no. I use QuickBooks or I've got an app and that does it all for me. Well, it's not bloody working, is it? Get yourself a spreadsheet. Get all the direct debits, anything that you've got to pay. I mean, I've got a clothing allowance, for example. Sometimes it gets used, and those that have seen me will suggest it's not being used enough. So I made a concerted effort this year. We're in January. Let me tell you about this. You'll love this. So so they say that, like, really intelligent people, geniuses, just wear the same clothes all day, every day. So, like, if you go into Steve Jobs' wardrobe, he's got, like, 15 polo neck jumpers and 15 pairs of trousers, all exactly the same. So what I did was, because I hate clothes shopping, so this is what I did. This is my strategy for dealing with this stuff, right? So my perceived problem is I don't buy new stuff very often because I hate shopping, frankly. And I've always got very good at talking myself out of buying stuff. I always say, oh, no, that money can be used to invest in something. So I end up not buying stuff, right? So this is my perceived problem. So what I do is, the strategy for dealing with that, I jump on Debenhams, I go to their sale, because I'm still a tight northerner at the end of the day. I saw some trousers while I was actually in the store, some Jeff Banks, so decent designer, the don't cost the earth, but they're 50 quid, these trousers, okay? In the sale, because it's the start of January, they're not £50, they're £22.50. I think £45 was the original price, but it's half price. So I go on to Debenhams, and I choose a size, and I choose exactly the same style of trousers, but just in different colours. I've got some jeans, I've got some trousers, and I've got some dark blue trousers, and so on. So there we go. I buy four times 22.50, which is 90 quid. Done. Buy it. Done. That's my trousers sorted for the next 12 months. Now, it may be, but I put two pairs in the wardrobe, and I just wear the first two pairs for the first 6 months, and the second two pairs for the last 6 months. So anyway, or it could be I might buy do this again in the summer sales, right? So whatever. How often you feel you need to change your clothes? So I'm a bloke, so it's probably less often than most, possibly. So so the next bit, trainers. Like, I would literally walk around with a hole in my trainers because I'm just too tight and I hate shopping for trainers, right? So it's like, so finally, I'm like, I need to go shopping for trainers. I've got a hole in my trainers, right? So I have to go buy some trainers. And I buy some Skechers for 70 quid. So I go and there's a sale on. Guess where? Debenhams, right? It's online. So I choose the trainers. I put my size in. They've got them. They're half price, £35. I don't buy one pair. I buy two pairs. The other pair are still in a box at the house in England. I'm in Spain right now. I've got the other pair here. But they'll probably stay in a box for another 3 to 6 months. And then when my old ones go, I was going to say out of fashion, but they're probably not in fashion anyway. But when the old ones get too worn, I open the box, I throw them away, I open the box, I put on some fresh sneakers. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, that's what I feel like. So that is my strategy for clothes shopping. Because I hate shopping. I used to really enjoy shopping. I just hate it. You've got to try stuff on. I'm too busy for that stuff. And people call it retail therapy, as though it's therapy in some way. Spending money you haven't got is not therapy. That's like financial suicide. It's a crazy way of doing it. But that is my perceived problem dealt with in a real manner and as a strategy. Now, by the way, there's some people listening to this and going, oh my God, I cannot believe that that is how you do shopping. And then there's probably 75% of men listening to this who are going, oh my gosh, I am so going to do that. That's amazing. Why did I not think of that before? Right, so we're all different on our shopping extremes, shall we say. Some people live to shop. I'm not one of those. But this is what's important, is the real or the perceived problem. So we've covered three there. The first one is I haven't got enough time. So it's like, well, what's the strategy for getting more time, for making sure that you allocate time accordingly to get through everything that you've done? Okay. The second thing we talked about was, what was the second thing? One was time. Oh, one was money. I feel like I've got no money. I've got so many bills, blah, blah, blah. I don't have enough money. Okay, where does your money go? I don't know. Okay, so that's the second bit. Get your spreadsheet. That's the strategy we're dealing with, the perceived problem of not having enough money. So then the third one that I talked about, it's a personal thing for me, is shopping. I hate shopping. It's simply a perceived problem. There's a different way of shopping, and I found it. It may be, for example, let me chuck something else in. It may be that I want some diesel jeans. Diesel jeans are like 150 quid, they're not cheap. So I might go into the diesel shop. I would try different sizes on to work out my size at the diesel shop, because, you know, a different waist size in Next is a different waist size in diesel. I don't know why that is. Surely it should be the same, but it's not. If you don't know that by now, it was a good learning for you. But it's not, right? So I can't just buy stuff online, because when it comes, invariably it won't fit. It'll be too tight or too baggy or too long or too short, whatever. By the way, it's never too short, because I'm only a short ass. So I never get jeans that are like, oh, they're too short, those jeans. It's always the other way around. Anyway, so I'll go into the diesel shop, and then guess what? I go on Amazon. And I'll type in diesel, I'll get the same jeans, and I'll buy them on Amazon because they're 30 quid cheaper. And you think, that's only 30 quid, I buy them in the shop. Yeah, 30 quid times by four, because at 25 pence per click on Facebook, that's 120 people just going to my website right now, just through saving £30 on jeans. If a proportion of those, let's say 1% of those sign up, and my coaching fee right now is £5,000, then, well, what, £5,500 up? Just through saving £30. Do you see how this works? And so you've got to start understanding what are the perceived problems and what are the real problems. So it could be, let's take a relationship problem. So my relationship problem is that I can never find the right man, or I can never find the right girl. I always end up in the friend zone. So that's the perceived problem. That's not a real problem. The real problem is what is making these people think that you're just a friend and not a potential partner. So it could be where you're meeting these people, like at work, for example. But if you go on Match.com and you meet people on Match, there's a good chance you're probably not going to end up in the friend zone, because they want you to be a potential partner. That's why they've met you in the first place. But if you meet someone at work, then there is more or an increased likelihood of just ending up in that friend zone instead of being a potential partner zone. Does that make sense? So that, again, it's a perceived problem. Oh, everybody I meet just ends up in a friend zone. Well, where are you meeting these people? Now, that's just one potential area that you may be going wrong with in that relationship arena. And it's the strategy that you're implementing is the incorrect strategy. So look, I just want you to have a think about, what's your biggest problem right now? What is the perceived problem? And what is the actual real-life issue that's really going on? Because it's generally not the surface-level problem. It's something just beneath the surface. All right, that'll do us for today's podcast. I hope that's useful for you. Some good coaching content in there. If you've got any feedback, let me know. My name's Dan Latter, and we'll speak to you on the next one. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.